RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Time for another Perigo's Perspective here on RCR for Thursday morning. Lindsay is back with us. Has the cold gone sideways, Lindsay?
Pretty much. Aided by the fact that my spirits were lifted, they soared when I heard that woke wanker, Andrew Tosser, I call him, has been moved sideways. He should have been moved out entirely from any kind of public service, but they've given him a plum job. But at least he's not Commissioner of Police presiding over a hate hub. Boy, did I despise him for that.
Not to mention what happened at Parliament, etc. But how come he gets to carry on in a plum job? I would have fired him and said, get out of here.
Exactly. The Donald Trump treatment. You're fired.
Yeah.
You know, it's another sign. It's still uni-party government. Not much changes. He should be out on his ear, his woke fascist ear. But nonetheless, I'm delighted that he's no longer police commissioner. I think you should get that boy of yours on from the Free Speech Union, young Ailing. Jonathan, is that his name?
Yeah, he'll have a lot to say.
Yes, see what's happened to that. Is that the end of the hate hub? Let's hope so.
Right. And maybe this was ages ago in RCR, the policeman who was pushed out of the force for not doing you know what and treated really badly. I might go revisit that as well. But anyway, cold's gone sideways, Costa's gone sideways. The floor is yours, Lindsay. Go for it.
Thank you. Aaron Heitke, H-E-I-T-K-E. Ladies and gentlemen, you've not heard the name, have you? The Marxist media maggotry should have apprised you of it with blaring headlines. Being the Marxist media maggotry, a.k.a. Pravda, a.k.a. propaganda organs for the Democrat Party in the States, and Hard Labor, the Shoplifters Party, and Tepati Apartheid here, they didn't apprise you of it with blaring headlines. So let me. Aaron Heitke is a retired chief patrol agent for U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Last week, he testified before the House Committee on Homeland Security that while in that job, he had been forbidden by the regime of Beijing Biden and Commie Lala to say anything publicly about the dramatic surge in SIAs, Significant Interest Aliens, terrorists, crossing the southern border since Beijing and Commie Lala, the border czar, opened the border right up to anyone and everyone. Here is Aaron Heitke.
The fact that so many illegal aliens are being released into the United States spread worldwide very quickly. As this happened, the numbers the Border Patrol encountered illegally crossing the border increased exponentially. The impact to me and my agents were significant. Sectors were ordered to take in and process all the illegal aliens encountered on the border. The Border Patrol saw groups of hundreds and thousands coming into the United States and turning themselves in. These numbers pulled 80, 90, sometimes 100% of the agents on duty away from the border. Border Patrol zones across Texas, Arizona, and California had no agent presence for weeks and months at a time. Those who did not want to be caught could simply walk in. We have no idea who and what entered our country over this time. Throughout 2022 and 23, I sent agents to Texas and Arizona to count gotaways. Those sectors could not even put enough agents in the field to see what they'd missed. Simultaneously, in San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out the border was far easier to cross, San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Mr. Heitke was whistleblowing, revealing from his time at the coalface that Beijing Biden and Commie Lala were intentionally flooding the country with illegal aliens, including terrorists, and ordering those at the coalface to keep mum about it. You can see that clip on Forbes Breaking News' YouTube channel. Unlike Stuffed or the New Zealand Herald, Forbes allows comments. Here are some about Mr. Heitke's revelations. Sounds like treason to me. Thank you for your service. The criminals need to be prosecuted. How can anyone in their right mind vote for anyone associated with the current administration? This is what courage looks like. Lord, protect this man. I pray for this brave whistleblower. They should be brought up on charges for this. Insane. Expect CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, et al. To completely ignore this. One brave agent telling the truth. Nothing will change under this administration. F. Joe Biden. I work in US immigration. It's a joke. Sad, but true. Also, charter flights full of Indians bound for Fresno, California, has to be organized even before planes take off from New Delhi. Something is really rotten. Grounds for impeachment and incarceration. Bribe and Harris need to be held accountable for this, and Mayorkas should be in prison. And much more in that vein. Asked for comment on whistleblower Heitke's testimony, Komi Lala had this to say.
Turn that off!
Now, the aforementioned Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, has been impeached by the House. The Senate, controlled by the dirty Dems, refused to proceed with a trial. Mayorkas should be in prison, along with FBI Director Chris Wray, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and of course Beijing Biden and Komi Lala. Mayorkas goes before Congress and flat out lies through his teeth. That's called perjury.
Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman. Right.
Christopher Wray lies through his teeth also, but is much more artful. Here he is on the attempt to assassinate Orange.
As I've said from the beginning, the attempted assassination of the former president was an attack on our democracy and our democratic process, and we will not and do not tolerate political violence of any kind, especially a despicable account of this magnitude. And I want to assure you and the American people that the men and women of the FBI will continue to work tirelessly to get to the bottom of what happened. We are bringing all the resources of the FBI to bear, both criminal and national security. Now, there's a whole lot of work underway and still a lot of work to do, and our understanding of what happened and why will continue to evolve, but we're going to leave no stone unturned.
That was after the first assassination attempt, where Wray cast doubt on the fact that Orange had been shot at all, suggesting he may have been merely glanced by a random fragment. After the second attempt, he said, I'm relieved that former President Trump is safe, and I want the American people to know the men and women of the FBI are working tirelessly to get to the bottom of what happened. The exact same language. There he goes again. Carrying on, our work is very much ongoing, and we're just a few days into the investigation, so we're limited in what we can say at this point, unquote, which I translate as, I'm really pissed off that former President Trump is still safe. We are working tirelessly to make sure he's not safe for long and to cover our asses as we do so. We'll slow walk and stonewall at every turn to that end. We will leave no stone unturned, no rooftop protected, no golf course secured, no woke brick portaloo unutilized, no plane ticket unpaid for, no bounty undisclosed. in our efforts to facilitate the taking down of this existential threat to our power, our democracy. It was Christopher Wray, remember, who led the FBI's efforts to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop before the 2020 election. The laptop that contains much more than just salacious sex and cocaine stuff. That's a mere bagatelle. It's there that all the sordid bribery by foreign powers is recorded, as Rudy Giuliani, who has a copy, reminded a Trump rally recently.
Whether you believe or don't believe that the votes were counted falsely, and I don't just believe it, I know it, they were cheating with the hard drive and fixing the election. Biden was elected on a fraud. They hid the fact that he got and his family got $21 million from Red China. What are we doing with a man in a White House whose family got $21 million from our biggest enemy? Imagine if Eisenhower got $21 million from Russia, or Kennedy got $21 million from Russia, or Reagan got $21 million from Russia. We would have hung him. The Chinese Communist Party has killed 100 million people. They've participated in genocide. They kill Christians. They kill their own people. They got $21 million from China. It is in writing. It is provable. It's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can perhaps now better realize why OEO, Operation Eliminate Orange, has become more and more desperate, because all of what you've just heard will come out if Orange Man Bad wins. That is why he must become Orange Man Dead. The aforementioned excreta known as Comey Lala went on with the blancmange known as Oprah, her only foray into media territory, even though that territory is Fawnsville, and gushed and vomited out her sickly word salads. She, the border czar, who has sought to destroy America with her open border, allowing an invasion by 20 million barbarians, including terrorists, she had the nerve to dribble on with this pus. Even Oprah was embarrassed, as evinced by her dismissive hmm at the end of the trail of slime.
We love our country. We take pride in the privilege of being American. And this is a moment where we can and must come together as Americans, understanding we have so much more in common than what separates us. Let's come together with the character that we are so proud of about who we are, which is we are an optimistic people. We are an optimistic people. Americans, by character, are people who have dreams and ambitions and aspirations. We believe in what is possible. We believe in what can be. And we believe in fighting for that. That's how we came into being. Because the people before us understood that one of the greatest expressions for the love of our country, one of the greatest expressions of patriotism, is to fight for the ideals of who we are, which includes freedom to make decisions about your own body, freedom to be safe from gun violence, freedom to have access to the ballot box, freedom to be who you are and just be, to love who you love openly and with pride, freedom to just be.
Hmm. Is this evil witch who vocal fries that there is more that unites Americans than divides them? IOI, in on it, the deep state's effort to jail, or better yet, assassinate her rival? I know you might think I might think that, but I couldn't possibly comment. Whatever, it'll be over Rudy's dead body.
The president always ends his speeches with "Make America Great Again." But you know what he has to do this time? This time, he has to make America, America again. And you're going to do it for him. God bless Donald J. Trump, his wonderful family. I pray to God that he keeps them alive. No more attacks. No more attacks. No more. Stop it. If there's anybody behind it, I'll find them. I did it to the mafia. I can do it to them. If you're behind it, I'm looking at you, and I'm going to get you. God bless Donald J. Trump. God bless you, MAGA, and God bless America.
RCR Shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR Shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.